Good morning.
My first question, out of all of the ones that are on this little piece of paper here, has the Dahlonega, Georgia Chamber of Commerce given you a key to the city yet?
They have not, but I did get a really good hamburger at the Crimson Moon not too long ago.
Okay.
It's basically the same thing.
Oh, well, abs. Is that the name of the bar in the song?
Yeah, the actual little dive bar is called the Crimson Moon. Yeah, it's on the town square.
Everybody loves you. Do you know this?
I'm finding out slowly but surely.
I tell you what, because it's just real live stuff and you put it into music right here. How did the song, A Little Dive Bar in Dahlonega, come about?
It's actually just, we made the truth rhyme that day. I had a really bad morning and, you know, we started writing at like 11 o'clock. And I don't know how many bad things can happen to you by 11 o'clock, but all of them happened to me. And then also one of my best friends, we've written several songs together that were on this record, Nicolette, had come in and we were just going to kind of, you know, go through the morning and try to see if any song ideas fell out. Well, she had just had her heart broken that morning. So she was still all puffy faced and crying and everything. I was actually poking fun at her and singing about breakups that didn't break us while we were waiting on our third co-writer to come in, Jesse Rice. And he had had a bad morning too. He'd had a bad night. And we went and got an 18 pack down at the market and we were just going to sit there and drink them and make each other feel better about our crap day. And then Jesse starts telling us this story about a day that was worse than this one when his car was breaking down and he was leaving Atlanta. He's a good old Georgia boy. So, and he talks about that's the only parking spot he could find is in front of the Crimson Moon. So he goes in. Sean Mullins was in there playing a show. He stayed for the show. He met a girl that night, the little blonde girl in the song. And so we're like, oh, how sweet is that? And he ends the story with, yeah, we're getting married next year. And that was a couple of years ago that we wrote this song.
Radio Land, the one we're currently playing right now. Was there only one country station in your hometown?
There was. I lived in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, where I grew up in the Ozark Mountains. And right above that is the Missouri Line, and it was our station out of Thayer, Missouri. And the same radio personality I grew up listening to still does his same show
in
the afternoon.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Man, it's rocking. Your whole project, Girl Going Nowhere, if folks don't have it, they need to get it. You know, there's so many articles written about you and about the title Girl Going Nowhere. Well, obviously, Ashley, you took that and you've gone somewhere and you are still going to great places.
It's been a wild ride so far and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. And my, you know, my parents asked, are you doing okay? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating right? Of course I'm not eating right. Our choices are, you know, basically truck stop most of the time. But I've worked my whole life for it to feel this way. So even when we're tired, we're still smiling. We had three shows the other night at a festival. We played at 3 p.m. on the main stage. I played at 8 in a little VIP tent, and then we played from 12:30 to 1:30 a.m. on the other stage. And we're all just so tired, like our faces are melting off of our face. And we still turned it on. We were full of joy, played our 60-minute set, and then as soon as we were off the stage, of course, we collapsed. But it's such a great ride. I can't wait to see where else we go this year.
You know what? You went to the stage of the late night with Jimmy Fallon right there. And how was that experience?
That was awesome. This was our third late night experience. So we did Seth Meyers, then Kimmel, and then Fallon, which is really the cherry on top for us. And they were, everything's run so professionally and they're so good to us. Jimmy was really sweet. The Roots were really nice. Every single member of the band came up to shake our hands. I got to meet Amy Poehler, which is great. I let my bandmates take a photo of the hand that shook Amy Poehler's hand.
Yeah.
Before I watched it.
Let me ask you this, too. What is it like? I want to go back to maybe the time that, you know, Eric Church kind of gave you a nod right there. How does that feel as an artist?
That was, honestly, it was really scary because he had invited me to Chicago to see the show. And then they waited until after I got there to tell me, you know, Eric wants you to come sing tonight. And it was months before that when my manager had told me, you know, Eric is a big fan of your songwriting. And that was such a backwards thing to me because who isn't a big Eric Church fan? I'm sure there are some people, but I don't hang out with those people. So it was really cool to hear that sentence and then to see it come to life. And I still hadn't got to meet Eric. I'd only met his awesome wife, Catherine. And so we're walking back to this little area to get ready. And here comes Eric and he's getting ready to walk to the stage. And he grabbed me and said, hey, I'll see you at halftime. Be in my dressing room. We've got this. Bible in a 44 is in what? B flat? We're cool, right? We'll run through it. I'm like, yes. He's like, I'm Eric, by the way. I'll see you out there. I'm like, holy crap.
A lot of the tribe is going to be in full force. And I don't know if you know, Ashley, but you've got this fan club and they're coming out from all over. What is it like to have these people so loyal to your music?
It's really cool to see people in T-shirts that we recognize. It's really cool to see the Tribe T-shirts coming into meet and greets because they really are. They really are loyal, and that kind of fan will follow you anywhere. If you're playing guitar in a canoe, they'll jump in a canoe next to you, and it's unreal for... I don't know, we've been playing in bars for so long and people have a good time at our show, but now it's people are embracing it and following us places.
I kind of look at it like this, and I'm not the biggest expert on country music. I just play the songs and I see the response, but what I've observed is folks are really hungry for real, honest country music. It's almost dry, like a dried out sponge on the edge of the sink. And you come along and there's other artists like this, like Stapleton and Eric Church and everybody. And it's almost like the sponge comes back to life. I know that's a weird thing to say to you, but thank you for just being true to what you do.
Thank you. Well, you know, we can only make the music that lives inside of. So it's good that people are taking to it.
Well, hey, we're going to see you in Benton, Illinois. The big Benton Civic Center is the place. We're getting packed. There's still tickets left. Folks can go to BentonCivicCenter.com and get it. It's also a St. Jude fundraiser. And Allie Colleen is opening up. Have you ever met her?
Absolutely. I've played at the Bluebird with Allie Colleen. She plays at this really cool bar down by, she just does it for fun on Saturdays, down by the Opry House. She is a class act. Her voice, you're going to love her.
Yeah, we have had her in the studio for a couple of times, and it's just refreshing, and we're looking forward to a great night of music. And Ashley McBride, you have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon.
You too. I'll see you soon.